The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And greetings. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Friday, the weeks go, they fly by. I'm going to begin with the Valdi Discussion Club. It's going to be a very boring program. You think. I guarantee you it won't be boring. No one knows what the Valdi Discussion Club is. It's a Moscow-based think tank, a discussion forum established in 2004, located in the Veliky Novgorod, where the club's first meeting took place in 2014. Management of the club was transferred to the Valdi Club Foundation, established in 2011. It's a Council of Foreign and Defense Policy, the Russian International Affairs Council, Moscow State Institute of International Relations, and the Higher School of Economics. Why is this important? I've been discussing the multipolar world, the New World Order, a multipolar world created by Russia and China, 2022. This is out of Wikipedia, and it's interesting what they have to say. See, Vladimir Putin just gave an address yesterday to the club, and I'm going to go over what he discussed with them, but first let's see what this club is about. It was in 2004, it was attended by Vladimir Putin. During that time, Dmitry Medvedev was the president of Russia. Sergei Lavrov was the minister of foreign affairs. Then the club operates regional programs. You see, the United States of America and the EU nations, they pay attention to this. It's equivalent to like the G7, but for Russia. It is Asian, Mideastern, Euro-Atlantic dialogues, sessions in St. Petersburg, the Eastern Economic Forum. The Professor Daniel Dresner of the Fletcher School of Law described Valdi as a swanky high-level conference put on by the Russian elite, the highest-profile Russian equivalent to Davos, minus the corporate presence. He wrote that the chief value of attendees is the ability to determine the official line of the Russian government, although attendance also risks greater legitimacy on a government that has been accused of some less than legitimate activities. So the Wiki, they're not too hot on this. And the club received international attention when one of its main contributors, Konstantin Zatulin, issued a statement during a public forum criticizing the Russian government for the handling of the Russo-Ukrainian war. Let's see, what else? The goals of Russia, of Russian leadership using the conference in a bid to gain goodwill among Western intellectuals, creating networking opportunities between Russia and Western elites. This was the objective, but it didn't come to pass. And for the last 20 years, the United States and the unipolar nations have paid great attention to this Valdai discussion club. And they should. And they did. Because what came out of this was Vladimir Putin, once he became president a second time, he was able, through discussions, year by year, methodically working with Russian strategists in an objective to form a new world order. And they did it. This is where it began 20 years ago. There had been discussion in the last 3 decades, would it be possible for the nations of the world to break American hegemonic power internationally? It was discussed, but there wasn't a mechanism. Russia and Germany would have been one mechanism, because if Russia and Germany could have built a strong alliance, strong enough to sway the European nations to join Russia and Germany in a process to free Europe from American control, this was an objective. Henry Kissinger spoke against it. He made it very clear that the United States should not ever allow Russia and Germany to form such an alliance. And they didn't. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back in a few minutes to continue.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibis Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
Okay, let's continue. A unipolar world, a multipolar world. American New World Order, and now a New World Order. Presently, two world orders. A year and a half ago, 20 months ago, there was still basically a one world order. It was the order of the ages. Now, at this Valdai discussion club, President Putin gave an address. And here's where he begins. The Valdai discussions invariably reflect the most important global political processes in the 21st century in their entirety and complexity. I am certain this will also be the case today. As it probably was in preceding days when you debated with each other. It will also stay this way moving forward because our objective is basically to build a new world. It is at these decisive stages that you, my colleagues, have an extremely important role to play and bear special responsibility as intellectuals. He is addressing the attendees, most of whom are in the multipolar world thought process, that are in the reality of a multipolar world strategy. Americans aren't paying attention to it because they don't really understand what these discussions are. The Davos, the G7, the G20, etc., Bilderbergers. It is world control. It used to be world control by America and our allies. But there is a new world order. Putin is making this very clear to the attendees. I promise you, I guarantee you, Anthony Blinken, this administration, Joe Biden doesn't understand, doesn't have a clue what's happening. I guarantee you that all the people in the deep state, in the shadow government, are watching and have read what I'm reading to you. I guarantee it. Because Putin is in this conference, he is telling the attendees, 20 years ago when this began, they began to present the strategy to the nations, the old Soviet bloc, nations in the Middle East, China, nations from South Africa or in Africa. 20 years ago. The process was beginning 20 years ago. It couldn't begin until Vladimir Putin took office. Once he took office, the second time, he implemented this program to change the order of things in the world internationally. He has been successful. And as he's addressing these intellectuals, he is telling them the present and what's going to happen in the future, and that they are going to have a part in this. They are necessary, and these people, these attendees, are willing. You have an extremely important role to play and bear special responsibility as intellectuals. Over the years of the club's work, Russia and the world have seen drastic, even dramatic, colossal changes. 20 years is not a long period of time. But during the eras when the entire world order is crumbling, time seems to shrink. I think you're going to agree that more events have taken place in the last 20 years than over the decades and in some historical periods before. It was major changes that dictated the fundamental transformation of the very principles of international relations. Meaning, in the last 20 years, international relations have changed. I'm going to abbreviate, but he's stating here that we met for the first time 20 years ago. Our country was entering a new stage of its development. This is absolutely true. Vladimir Putin, he knew that Russia was destined to become a great nation. And he had the strategy, he had the wisdom, and he knew and had a plan that he knew would succeed. To succeed, he had to have other nations begin to see his vision that he was going to present, that he did present. And the vision was a group of nations that have been betrayed by empire, that have been used by empire and discarded like trash. Nations used, societies, our military invading countries. Well, I don't want to get down that road right now. But he says, Russia was emerging from an extremely difficult period of convalescence after the Soviet Union's dissolution. We launched the process of building anew and what we saw as a more just world order, energetically and with goodwill. It's a boon that our country can make a huge contribution because we have things to offer to our friends, partners, and the world as a whole. This is absolutely true. Russia has much to offer the world. Also, Putin stated this week that Russia is not interested in taking over territory, not interested in taking over the landmass of Ukraine. Russia's objective is to protect herself from American hegemony via the CIA and a program to provoke Russia to conflict. Putin said, We have enough territory. We want to develop Siberia and the East. We want to develop our nation, the resources of our nation, over $70 trillion worth of raw materials. We don't need more land. We don't need the headache. We don't need the international, we don't want to be the target of international attack. We don't need it, and we don't want more territory. He said, regrettably, our interest in constructive interaction was misunderstood, was seen as obedience, as an agreement that the New World Order would be created by those who declared themselves the winners of the Cold War. It was seen as an admission that Russia was ready to follow in others' wake and not to be guided by our own national interests, but by somebody else's interests. This was Henry Kissinger's policy, that at some point Russia would just agree, align itself with the New World Order of the West, and be happy. Russia didn't want any part of Klaus Schwab's, World Economic Forum. Russia didn't want any part of that. Putin didn't want to be controlled by that system of economic control. He goes on to say that over the years, we were warned more than once that this approach, should we go off on our own, should we take our own direction, it would not only lead to a dead end, but that it was fraught with the increasing threat of military conflict. Nobody listened to us or wanted to listen to us. The arrogance of our so-called partners in the West went through the roof. This is the only way I can put it. Russia wasn't going to go along with Americans' world hegemony objectives any longer. He says here, the United States and its satellites have taken a steady course towards hegemony in military affairs, politics, and economy, culture, and even morals and values. Since the very beginning, it has been clear to us that Attempts to establish a monopoly were doomed to fail. The world is too complicated and diverse to be subjected to one system, even if it is backed by the enormous power of the West accumulated over centuries of its colonial policy. Your colleagues as well, many of them are absent today, but they do not deny that to a significant degree the prosperity of the West has been achieved by robbing colonies for several centuries. This is a fact. Essentially, this level of development has been achieved by robbing the entire planet. So, the administration presently, when Putin finished this speech, it is evident to empire and to the European nations that Russia and Vladimir Putin, his position is a position of strength. He is confident that the grip this country has held over the nations has been broken. I know that the American people are caught in the middle. The people that rule the country, the rulers of this country, the wealthy people that rule this country are at war with Russia. They are at war with the rest of the world. And they are at war with the American people. The American people see Russia and the world as a whole as a threat. And the world as a whole is a threat because the world is at war with the United States of America as a nation, and they are also at war with the American people. There's a thought that I want to, before I forget, that now Putin with Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping is the... Putin needs Xi Jinping because China is the boundaries, you could say, to the east in the Pacific. To get to Russia America can't get to Russia from the east. We can't really get to Russia from the west except via NATO. We can't get to Russia from the north because of the ice cap. And we can't get to Russia from the south because the southern Russia and the area south of Russia, this is family, all the way down to Iran. So America, we don't have ships that can go right to the Russian border. So it's going to be very difficult to win that war. And we are losing. America, or Zelensky, is losing the war in Ukraine. It is a lost war. Like I read earlier in the week, it is a forever war. America won't stop. America can't stop. The rulers of this country are going to force the military-industrial complex to continue to build more weapons. And Joe Biden is trying to find ways to find every resource possible to send it. Well, it's not Joe Biden. I say it is the shadow government, the deep state being run by Barack Obama, trying to find every possible means to continue to support and to send weapons to Ukraine, to continue to have dialogue with the European nations. Don't stop assisting now. This is when we need your assistance more than ever. We need your money. We need your men. We need your weapons. We need all of NATO to be involved with destroying the momentum Vladimir Putin has gained. It's not going to stop. Putin is gaining more victory, gaining more ground with the concept of a unipolar world system than ever before. It is continuing. The momentum is massive. It's immense, moving like a tidal wave. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360khnc.com. Click on the shop button.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
So with this gathering in Valdai, I think that's how you pronounce it, Putin goes on. It was about an hour and a half address. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But the point is, 20 years ago, he had the strategy. He had a plan. But to set the plan in motion, it meant discussions, dialogue, with the old Soviet bloc members, with the members in the Middle East, China, India, Brazil, the global South, South Africa, Brazil, nations in South America, Central America. And Putin knew the only way to bring in a new world order, to have a fair world order, would be to befriend and to begin to just build relationships with all of the nations that the United States has targeted over the centuries. One of the nations, Libya. Another nation, Ethiopia. Another nation, Iran. Another nation, China. As well as India. And in South America, Brazil. Brazil, the people of Brazil are not communist. But the people of Brazil, the nation, is the biggest nation economically. And Putin was able to build relationships with the presidents of Brazil, and eventually other nations in South America. So this was a strategy, and it has been successful. In the Obama administration, Obama and the just the whole cabal, they were watching what was happening with Russia. This is why they were instigating and wanting to secure Ukraine for America's future interests. This war in Ukraine didn't just happen 20 months ago. This war in Ukraine has been going on basically for 9 years. It's never really stopped. And with the announcement that there's a possibility that Ukraine would become a NATO nation, this here was something that Putin and Russia could not even entertain. They knew that once America sets a policy, through policy, begins to achieve those goals militarily or through intelligence or via economics, America's not going to stop. You know, a forest fire, it needs more fuel and more oxygen. It has to maintain this is what fire does. The fire is never quenched. And more fuel, more oxygen, this is what the United States is doing. We have to have more allies, not less. We have to have more access to the natural resources of other nations, whether they like it or not. Mexico. You know, Mexico, we have a kind of a funny relationship with Mexico. Mexico's really not so much pro-American as we would think. This is why Mexico has agreed, the government has agreed to allow the UN to bring all these people from all over the world. They come in through the southern border, but they come in from Middle Eastern nations into Panama or into nations surrounding Mexico, and then they come up through Mexico into this country. It is an invasion. It's a UN plan. But going back to Putin knew what was going to happen. He knew that America was just continuing to funnel money and weapons to Ukraine. They were very aware of this. And they knew that politically, the political, not structure, I'm trying to think of the word, politically in Ukraine, it was Nazi. These were Nazis, supported by Nazis in America, in Europe, throughout the region, Nazis, an Aryan religion. Biden, most of these people are, you'd have to say they're basically Aryan Nazis. So, white supremacist, any of the other names. It's known that we have been in the CIA. We brought in Nazis. We have trained Nazis. We have trained in the military Nazi supporters. We've trained some of the military in Ukraine. Zelensky is directing a Nazi army. This is why there's not going to be any surrender for him. There's not going to be any, there's not going to be any diplomacy. Otherwise, his own people will kill him. The Nazis that, in the Azov Battalion and a few others, They have warned him that there's not going to be any dialogue with Russia. There's not going to be any peace of any kind. It's not going to be allowed. This is directly a policy of the United States CIA or the United States military. This Ukraine is much more complicated than we're seeing on the surface. It is also a religious war taking place there. It is their families. Basically Russian, hundreds of years of war between certain groups in Russia and in the area of Poland and Hungary and present-day Ukraine. It's kind of a family feud to some degree. But at the same time, it is a war against the religion of that area, which is the Orthodox churches. It is a spiritual, there is a spiritual component to it. We'll come back, continue the visit. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360khnc.com, podcasts.
Perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
So I'm going to conclude with Putin's visit there in Valdez at the international discussion. He's basically saying there needs to be an open world, an interconnected world, which no one will ever try to erect artificial barriers to people's communication, creativity, and prosperity. He said Moscow is only striving to preserve the world's diversity and the foundation of universal development. No one has the right, cannot rule the world for others or on behalf of others. The world of the future is a world of collective decisions made at those levels at which they are the most effective, and by those participants who are truly capable of making a significant contribution to resolving a specific problem. So he's talking about Russia, China, India, nations in the Middle East, one nation in South America, Brazil, South Africa. These nations are the nations now that the world, the smaller nations are looking to for help. And the smaller nations do need help. He says that the importance of universal justice, declaring that no nation should be exploited by another. Everyone should be provided with the access to the benefits of modern development, and the attempts to limit any attempt to limit it for any country or people should be resisted. So this is where Putin is basically what he's stating to these nations is what America doesn't want to hear. Here back in the country, now the other war taking place, that's the war taking place there. But American people, there's a war taking place here. And it's a war coming from dynasties. Hillary Clinton calls for formal deprogramming of mega cult members. Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, 2016 Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, sore loser Clinton, stated formal deprogramming of the cult members who support former Donald Trump. There needs to be a program for these people. You saw the number of Republicans who voted along with Democrats to keep the government open. There's clearly a common sense, sane part of the Republican caucus in the House. But I think they are intimidated. They oftentimes, you know, say and do things which they know better than to say or do. It will require us defeating those most extreme measures and the people who promote them in order to try to get some common good where people can again work together. In other words, just her people, just the Democrats. She continues, that's the way it used to be. I mean, we had a very strong partisans in both parties in the past. We had very bitter battles over all kinds of things, gun control, climate change, economy, and taxes. But there wasn't this little tail of extremism wagging the dog of the Republican Party as it is today. And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, those MAGA extremists take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. Well, I'd say to Ms. Clinton, at least he's involved. You know, there's a prophecy about Hillary Clinton in the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 47, it talks about Hillary, the want to be queen, come sit in the dust. There is no throne for you. You can read it for yourself. Isaiah chapter 47. Come and sit in the dust, Babylonian princess. There will be no throne for you. This is what God had to say about Hillary Clinton. So going on, he's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. When do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen. Continuing demonization of American people. If it wasn't Donald Trump, it would be, who else would it be? Kennedy? She would say that about Kennedy if Kennedy had the momentum. I think that Kennedy, like I said yesterday, I'm just not too sure about Kennedy. Now, the Republicans, they slammed Hillary Clinton's wish for formal deprogramming. They slammed her. There needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members. Then some of the Republicans stated, as she gets increasingly bitter about her 2016 defeat, even when you think there's no way she can, Hillary Clinton is more and more the liberal id. She just spews out liberals. She just spews out what liberals really think and feel, but they don't say, according to Glenn Greenwald, posted on X. That's where Basket of Deplorables came from. Brian Stelzer, a former CNN anchor and now professor, Harvard professor, appears to take Hillary Clinton's deprogramming comment to heart. He questioned on X, what would formal deprogramming look like? Stalin had a word for that, gulags, according to Todd Starnes, which he posted on X. So, another Donald Trump Jr. This woman is truly sick. The problem is, she's saying, what she's saying is in line with the vast majority of Democrat Party leaders today. When we call them Marxists, everyone must understand this is not hyperbole and hasn't been for quite some time. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, will be back.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
A bitter, bitter woman. She lost the presidential bid, or she lost the election, and she's vindictive. She always has been, she always will be. But one thing she has to admit, Donald Trump destroyed the Clinton political dynasty. The Clinton, or the Rockefeller / Clinton political dynasty forever. She's bitter. I said Isaiah 47, O come, sit in the ground, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit in the dust. There is no throne for you. Raise the skirt. Walk across the river. In other words, in those times when Isaiah wrote this, no queen would ever pull up her skirt, even to her knees, and wade across a river. That was what the peasants would do. The queens would be carried across the river. And the queens would never sit in the dust, ever. They were royalty. This is not the case any longer. Donald Trump destroyed the Rockefeller / Clinton dynasty forever, the Bush dynasty forever, and Joseph Kennedy pretty much destroyed his own, the dynasty of his family in the future, because he was a secret, he joined secret societies, swore oaths of loyalty to the occult world, and brought the Kennedy curse upon his children, even to the point of the Mr. Kennedy Jr. I'm just telling you the truth. Mr. Kennedy, there's no political future for you either. I know that the Kennedy supporters don't want to hear this, but this is the truth. The Republican Party has reached a point, a pinnacle, where they will not be destroyed. You are not going to be able to change things. I'm just saying, from a biblical point of view, Bible prophecy must be fulfilled. And one of the prophecies about Donald Trump, he will have a term plus an extended period of time in the political world, and then his political, there would be a political end to Donald Trump in politics. He is in the Bible. He is the seventh king in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He is king number seven, or president number seven in the riddle. I don't have time. We're out of time for today. I don't have time to discuss Donald Trump in the Bible, Barack Obama in the Bible, Bill Clinton, Jeb Bush, George Bush Sr., Ronald Reagan, or Jimmy Carter. I don't have time to discuss them in the Bible today. Or Hillary Clinton. Don't have time to discuss her any longer. The Babylonian queen is now sitting in the dust, meaning that she will be just like the rest of a commoner. She'll have no more position, no more spotlight, other than through the CIA network, CNN, MSNBC, etc. Well, have a wonderful weekend. Let's visit next week. The podcasts are on 1360khnc.com for the present truth. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. All the other hosts are also on the podcast. This is it, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Podcast, 1360khnc.com. See you next week.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.